Welcome to the Antioch Christian Ministries podcast. We hope you enjoy this message from Pastor Jay Armalee.
Today, I really want to set some vision for 2021. I really want to continue. I want to share four things that I started with in 2021, and then I want to add some clarity or some direction, maybe I'd say, to that. I think many people in 2020, it's like, you know, you're laying in bed and you have the blankets over and you wonder if it's daylight and you're like, nope, not yet. I think a lot of people thought, 2021, I'm going to come out. Oh, not yet. And put your head back in the blanket. But church, you know, we can't hide in this hour. We need to come out. And the good thing is that we need to come out stronger, and we are going to come out stronger. I was thinking as we were worshiping, you know, if each of us can learn to be bold at home when nobody's around, and I know it's funny sometimes, or just your family around, sometimes when there's more people, it's that crowd experience, right? It's easier to worship. There, you know, more voices, it's louder, so you can sing louder. I'm telling you, you have breakthrough at home in 2021. When we all get back together again, this place is going to explode. Let's just declare that this place is going to explode in 2021. It's going to get so rowdy in here with the presence, with the worshipers. And listen, you're not going to come back and be quiet because it's like, well, somebody else can sing. No, you learn to worship on your own right now, and you can learn to be bold there. When we come back, we're just going to be bold to another level. And I'm not talking about necessarily just volume. I'm talking about honing out in your own time how to worship, how to become receptive to the presence of God, to be like, you know what? Something's happening. You know, it's really important that we all learn how to do that. So, so important. I'm going to shut this off. I'm going to be looking at all the comments if I continue, because they're such good comments. All right, so let me share the four things that I started with on January 3rd. I said the storm is not an enemy to kill us, but a tool to propel us. I really want you to learn this. One of the things that I feel like 2021, I heard it said this way: we've gone through the information age. We've been living in the disinformation age because there's so much stuff out there and so much, it's hard to know who's telling the truth anymore. But I'll tell you this, what we have to begin to do personally is begin to live in an application age. I think, you know, I looked at my own life over this week and how many books that I've read or part of books and what I've studied. I'm like, Lord, I need to take more time to put things into application. I need to take more time with the things that I read to go, how do I apply this? So I'm going to let you know that there may feel like there's a simplicity to 2021. It's not a simplicity of easy words or it may feel like the same thing that we're talking about. Don't get tired of it, because some of these things need to get drilled down into us. Some of these things, you know, have to, Rod, that word you had a couple of years ago, transformational status. We need to have some of these things that become transformational status. We don't know what's up on the horizon. I don't look at that as a negative thing, but all I know is that whatever we do now will prepare us for tomorrow. So if it's a hard day, we're going to be prepared. If it's a great day, we're going to be prepared. And so we want to be prepared. So just remember, the storm doesn't have to kill you. You can use the storm to actually let it propel you, to say, what do I need to do right now to go to that next place? The point number two I made that day was the Holy Spirit wants to rest upon you so he can move through you to heal a scared, a scarred, and a broken world. And that is more important every day as we go. We know, obviously, COVID has done damage to families and as people have lost loved ones, especially a cherished older generation that, unfortunately, one of the things that we need to get is we need to honor back to that generation. And we've lost some of that generation. We want to protect that generation. We also know, though, that suicide is increasing. We also know that the opioid addiction is increasing. Drugs to another level than they've ever seen. I was just reading about that this past Friday. We need to see Holy Spirit move. And I'm going to talk a little more about that in a minute. Point number three I gave was, I am the church, my doors are wide open. This understanding that we are the church personally. Yes, we have buildings that are actually just houses where we can come together to learn, but that is not the church. A building is not the church. You are the church. Our doors are wide open, and I'm full of hope, peace, and joy. And I said this, now let's get to the Father's business and make disciples of Jesus. And I add to that, we're going to talk a little bit about that today, people and nations, because Jesus did not just say to make disciples of people, he said to actually make disciples of nations. The last thing I said that day was, people will see through you, people will see Jesus through you before they ever meet them for themselves. It's a great opportunity for us to look more and more like Jesus in 2021. All right, so today's message, I called it Get Healthy and Get Filled. get healthy, and get filled. I believe 2021 is an incredible opportunity to have an upgrade. I want to share a few analogies that I had. If I could describe how I feel 2020 and specifically now with getting a mindset for 2021 looks like, Rod and Andrea, different ones that are in here. I don't know if you guys remember Pearl Harbor, the movie that felt like two movies in one. It had the Pearl Harbor movie, but I was thinking today about the second half of that movie. When they actually go, and it's called the Doolittle Raid. Remember Commander Doolittle, I think was his name. So in the movie Pearl Harbor, after Pearl Harbor is destroyed, they want to attack Japan, and they want to give a blow to Japan to let them know that we're not out of the game. And so they had this crazy idea to take an aircraft carrier that really were somewhat new in that time, and only small planes were, you know, having enough power to get off that. And so they took these bombers, you know, they thought they were absolutely nuts. They took these bombers and they said, we're going to go as far as we can with our aircraft carriers, and we're going to take these bombers and we're going to figure out how to launch bombers off an aircraft carrier, and we're going to give them a blow, you know. And I was thinking about that today, and it's funny because if you watch that movie, they strip those planes completely down. Like completely down. They literally give them just enough gas to get there. Now that's not our portion, thankfully. But they like strip everything down. They take the seats out, even to the point where at the very end, they're like, take the guns, get rid of the guns. I don't know if you remember that in the movie. And they paint broomsticks black. And they're like, these will be our guns. We're going to fake guns. Okay, that's crazy. But here's what I feel like Holy Spirit's saying right now. We are in a season of being stripped down. And it's not a negative thing. You know, it feels like things have been taken away from us. And they have. But again, I go back to point number one. The storm's not the enemy. We can choose to let this be a season where, you know what, Lord, if you need to strip some things away from me, I'm willing. Because I think, you know, in seasons of great prosperity, we can sometimes get some things on us that are not necessarily always God. You know, sometimes it can be, we become lazy. Let's just be real. It's easy in a good season to become lazy. You know, and when you're vacationing, sometimes you're like, oh yeah, I got to read the Bible because it's so fun and you're having such a good time. And, you know, I pray wherever I go. I talk to God wherever I go. I talk to God in the car. I talk to God. I talk to God on a ski hill. I talk to God on an amusement park ride. I'm trying to always be thankful. Rod's fishing, thanking God. But it is easy, actually, in good times to go, oh, yeah, I forgot to read the word. 3 days. Oh. And I feel like right now he wants to take some things off of us because all I know is that they had fuel and bombs. And I'll tell you, God wants us to be powerful in this season. God wants us to have fuel and he wants us to have power. And so in this season right now, if you feel like things are being stripped away, I would encourage you to stop looking at it as a negative and start saying, Lord, what are you doing? What do you want to get at in this hour? What do you want to get at in this hour? The other thing I want to say, I'm going to do all this quick. I feel like in the last 12 months, I would say it this way, church. You know, a litmus test is when you do a test to discover, it's a little strip, and it simply discovers whether you're in alkalinity or you're acidic. You know, we don't want to be acidic. There's a word in itself right now we could preach. We want to be balanced. We want to have alkalinity. And I say that because I feel like in 2020, the church had a litmus test. The things that we've gone through in 2020 and even the first part of 2021 is really showing us where we are as people, where we are as the church, as the body of Christ. I think we can all look on and we've seen good things and we've seen bad things and we've seen ugly things, we've seen embarrassing things. And I'll tell you, you know, you could get discouraged, and I'll be honest, I've had seasons where I've been discouraged looking at the entire body of Christ and what it looks like. But I'll tell you something, God right now is about to take what we've discovered and say, let's do something with it. And I describe it like this, another analogy. As I was praying into this, I saw it's like, and Kristen and I could actually, this is exactly happened to us when we went to buy our very first house. And, you know, I didn't want to go see this house, but our real estate agent basically said, hey, pick a couple houses. I just need to get to know you. I need to know your likes and dislikes. And Krista had found this house on the internet, and it was nothing that I was looking for. The shingles were so old, they were flipping up. The carpet when we walked in was so dirty, we couldn't find a clean spot on the carpet. And the house was only a few years old, like I think 8 years old or 10 years old. It was bad. And I'm looking through this going, like, my nature was, dear Lord, I don't want anything to do with this house. Please, like, this is definitely not the right house. And so my analogy when I was thinking about that today is that very thing, going into a house and you see, you know, wallpaper falling off and boards that are broken and things that are hanging and weeds that are growing and vines that shouldn't be there and taps that don't work. And you're like, this is no good. That's kind of that litmus test of looking and going, all the things. I've seen things in the body of Christ that I've just could not believe were happening. But isn't it amazing that both Krista and the Holy Spirit were walking through that house with us? And I'll never forget when he began to go, but look what you could do here. But look what I could do here. But look what this room could become. Look at this. And, you know, it's almost like the Holy Spirit right now is saying, yeah, you see all this, but look what I'm about to do. I could blow out this wall and this can become bigger. I could add this to this and it can become better. You know, the Holy Spirit is never just about tearing down. He sometimes has to strip things from us. But right now, I think he's looking, going, look what could become. Look what could become of the body of Christ. And I feel like right now we have to go after what God wants us to become in this hour. I think of it in the thought of cars. And by the way, we bought that house. Well, that was the house that I didn't want. And then every house after that, I couldn't see anything like the house that I didn't want because God showed me what that house could be. And we bought that house and began to renovate it. We've been renovating it for almost 19 years, making it become what the very thing that God, and more than that, we've added to it beyond anything I could have expected. And that is a great example of you and me. It's like car owners, you know. I'm not a car guy. I just drive a car, honestly, to get point A and B, and I like a good stereo in it. But car guys that can go to a place and see this rundown, rusty car, you know, maybe it's a Porsche or a Lamborghini or an old model, and they don't see the rust. They don't see the peeling paint. They see what it's going to become. And I'm amazed that they can see that and then they can take it into their shop and make it become the very thing that they see. So they're not looking at the rust. They're looking at how powerful this baby's going to be when they're done. And you and I'm telling you, at the end of 21, we got to set our sights on at the end of this year. And even right now in this year, you and I are going to become more powerful than we ever thought possible. And that sounds like, are you being arrogant? No, listen. If the Holy Spirit is going to begin to invade, which even we felt today, and hopefully you felt at your house, there is no way that you cannot become more powerful. Now, when I say powerful, I'm not talking about dominating. The only thing I want you to dominate is darkness. But I'm talking about more powerful with love, more powerful with the ability to pray, more powerful with the spirit of wisdom and revelation, more powerful to be able to go into situations and have answers. True would call them solutionaries. More powerful to be able to do what you're called to do. We need Holy Spirit. And that's where I want to really go today, and that's where I want to end. But if you're feeling like you're just being, everything's being stripped down, if you look and you go, man, I feel like my life is a mess, you need to know that God is not looking at it that way. And he's going, man, look what I can see. Look what I can see. Look what you're going to become. Amen. Church, I'm not going to turn to all the scriptures because I don't have time, but you need to understand that we have two goals that we need to focus on in this hour from Father God. And Jesus spoke them out. First of all, he prayed, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. We talk about this at different times, but he said, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. You know, the Father's desire has been and always has, always will be, that the kingdom of heaven would come to earth. It's interesting that he could actually make that happen, but he chooses to work through people. he chooses to say, listen, would you co-labor with me and would you help bring the kingdom to earth? And as we worship today, you know, Andrea, you are co-laboring with Holy Spirit and Father God to play your bass and through music bring the presence of God into the house. And every one of us can do that. We need to learn to go, Lord, in 2021, teach us how to bring the culture and the kingdom of heaven to earth. The second thing he said, this is, that was Matthew 6, verse 7, Matthew 28, 19 and 20. Jesus spoke and he said, now go. You know what? Let's turn to that. I'm going to quote that. This is the Great Commission we all know. Matthew 28. So again, we need to focus on bringing heaven to earth. And Matthew 28 says, verses 19 and 20, he says, actually, verse 18, and Jesus came and spoke to them saying, all authority, everybody say, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. He has all authority. He took back the keys of the kingdom. He conquered death and hell. He rose again. And by the way, I don't have time to go into it, but you rose with him. That power lives inside of you. And that's what we're going to focus on this year. But that is the truth. And he says, go therefore. Why? Because heaven, all authority is now given to Jesus, and Jesus gave us the authority. He said, tag, you're it, let's go. Then he said, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. Man, that is a small wording, but a big thing to unpack. Because, you know, we're trying to learn to make disciples of people, but God actually wants us to also make disciples of nations. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them, here we go, teaching them to observe all the things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. All right, so what I want to focus on just for a few minutes, just to whet your appetite, and I want to share a couple things that we're going to be doing. I call this get healthy and get full. The get healthy part, I want to announce something to you, and you're going to, in the next couple days, start to see some more information and the date that we're going to launch it. But starting Wednesdays in the very, very near future, we're going to start doing something called R3 sessions. What are R3 sessions? That's a great question. R3 is simply this, the R words that God has put through Isaiah 58:12 and Isaiah 61. Restore, renew, and rebuild. And so I feel like in 2021, one of the things that we need to focus on is becoming healthy as people. Triune, you are created. I'm gonna download all that coming up when we start these. But you need to know that you are a triune being. That we're not just spirit, and we're not just body, and we're not just soul. You are body, soul, and spirit. And I feel like in 2021, he is saying, get yourself healthy. Get your body healthy, get your soul healthy, and get your spirit healthy. You know, I've seen a lot of people that, man, they have a healthy spirit, but they don't have a healthy body, and they don't have a healthy soul. And sometimes that we are actually kept from doing what we're called to do because one of these things is not aligned. And so these are three sessions, which is restore, renew, and rebuild. We're going to focus on being a triune being. We're going to focus, one of the days, we're going to just focus on how can we get our bodies strong again? What are things that we can do? What are keys that we're missing? I've seen powerful men and women of God taken out way too early because they did not take care of their health. You know, one of the things that revivalists are notorious for is having revival meetings, and then what do? We want to go out and eat afterwards. Did you know that eating at 11 and 12 o'clock at night is the worst time to eat? That is the worst thing for your body. And we need to learn to be healthy. So restore, renew, and rebuild our three sessions. They're going to be on Wednesday nights. Again, we're going to focus. I'll give you just three quick scriptures. I would encourage you to write them down. By the way, By the way, we are not spectators. You are in the game. You are participants. So man, get a pen and write down scriptures. You can write these. Somebody can write them on the feed. Deuteronomy 6:5. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength. Did you get that? Your heart, your soul, your strength. Matthew 22:37 says, that's Matthew 22:37. Jesus said to them, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul. And then he adds this, all your mind. Man, I'll tell you, the more I've been looking at this already in the last few days, our mind, we talk a lot about it, but our minds are so important in the body of Christ and in the kingdom. And 3 John 1 and 2 says, "Beloved, I pray that you prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers." Man, that is so good. So we're going to be diving into that. So that is the get healthy part. The get filled part. I'm going to take about 5 minutes. I'll just talk about this real quick. John 7, 37 to 39. You can type that in. John 7, 37 to 39. He says, "On the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, 'If anyone thirsts, come, let him drink. Let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.' But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive." Not maybe. "Those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, but Jesus was not yet glorified." Church, there's a promise right there. It doesn't say that you might get it. It doesn't say you have to do these 5 things and get it. It says, he spoke concerning the Spirit, those that believe him, he will receive. We, more than ever before, I think it's literally about getting back to some things that maybe we walked away from, not meaning as a church, because we've always talked about Holy Spirit. I feel like Holy Spirit wants to come into a whole nother level. I believe that it's not even that necessarily that we forgot about Holy Spirit. I just think it's a new season for more. It's a new season for more. I am so aware right now that if I don't have more Holy Spirit, I don't want to keep doing the things that I've been doing the same way. It's a season with new challenges, therefore we need more Holy Spirit. And you say, how can you have more Holy Spirit? Well, and I think I'll probably land here and just turn to Acts 4. When I read this today, I thought we could use this in many, many different ways. But in Acts 4, they've just been told that they should not preach. They should not anymore preach about Jesus. I love it says in verse 13, Acts 4, 13, it says, "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled and they realized they had been with Jesus." Now here's the thing, that's awesome that they had been with Jesus, but what we forget is that they just had the day of Pentecost. And what Jesus said in Acts, he said, "Wait upon me." Acts 1 verse 8 says, "But you shall receive power when Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Well, that's one of the reasons why they realized that they had such boldness, because they had Holy Spirit. And we are living in a time right now in many different ways, in many different facets, that we need Holy Spirit for boldness. We need Holy Spirit for wisdom. We need Holy Spirit for discernment. We need Holy Spirit to be able to look at problems and go, you know what? I have always thought earthly in this problem. And you know what? God gives us wisdom, earthly wisdom. There's nothing wrong with that. But I believe right now we're in a season that we don't actually need earthly wisdom. We need spiritual wisdom. We need such wisdom that is from God that we can, we can perplex people and go, man, how did you even figure that out? And Jesus did that over and over and over again. Now, they would come up to him and they'd ask him questions like they wanted to trick and trap him. And I love it. He'd be like, okay, I'll answer your question if you can answer my question. And then he would ask him a question about Elijah. You know, so who do you say Elijah is? Is he from heaven or is he just earthly? And they're like, if we answer this way, then we side with him. If we answer this way, the people are going to get angry with us. So they say, we don't know. And he's like, well, I guess I'm not going to answer your question. So he like turned the trap on them. So that doesn't come from reading a book, people. That comes from Holy Spirit in that moment going, here's what you need to say. And in Acts 4, like I was saying, let's take it up at verse 23, Acts 4. So they just were told, you cannot preach anymore. You can't do this anymore. It says, and being let go, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. So when they heard that they had raised, So when they heard that, they raised their voice to God with one accord. So by the way, that's an action. That's not a participation or a spectator. That is all of them raising their voice going, oh my gosh, we need your help. So they raised their voice with one accord. They were in unity and they said, Lord, you are God who made heaven, the earth, and the sea and all that is in them, who by the mouth of your servant David have said, why do the nations rage? Can't you hear now in this? Why do the nations rage and the people plot vain things? Like I can hear this, the season that we're in. The kings of the earth took their stand. And the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For truly against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together to do whatever your hand and your purpose determined before to be done. That's a reality that Jesus needed to go to the cross. It's hard to fathom that, but he needed to die so we could be resurrected. That's so important. There was a purpose there. Now, verse 29. Now, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word. Rod, I love this. With all boldness we may speak your word. And then he says, by stretching out your hand. I love it because it's like he's saying, listen, church, when that Holy Spirit comes upon you and you stretch out your hand, you're not stretching out your hand anymore. You're stretching out my hand. He says, stretch out. And that's capital in mind. It stretches out your hand. That means we're stretching out Holy Spirit. We're stretching out the healing power of Jesus Christ. We're stretching out the resurrection power. And I can go all into this later. Not today, 4 hours from now. But he says, heal that the signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. They're literally saying, you stretch out your hand, I'm stretching out my hand through you, and you're going to see signs, wonders, and miracles through Jesus Christ. But look at, when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. So here's how I looked at it, Rod. I was thinking of some homeschooling moms right now. There are a lot of moms, and that came up in the prayer request, all those that are trying to teach at home. I looked at verse 29. Now look on their threats. I know a lot of moms right now are having their kids, and it's just crazy. I was listening to Dana Spiteri trying to teach her kids while she's also online teaching kindergartens online all day. Like, James, I know you're shaking your head. I'm like, how do you even do that? I know, you know, I'm thinking of Judy. I'm thinking of Angela. I'm thinking of Megan, Bonnie. They got kids. I guess Angela's not teaching her kids yet, but Judy certainly is. And, you know, I think of now look on their threats. You know that kids could have threats. They don't always have to even use words. But there are moments right now you're like, how do I deal with this? How do I even get through the day? And I love the fact in verse 31, after they looked and they saw all this, it says, the Holy Spirit fell in that place and it shook the place. Church, you know, we are in a time when it's difficult. For moms that are teaching at home, it's difficult. Maybe you're working from home and it's difficult. Maybe you have, right now, you're finally realizing, my goodness, I think I battle with seasonal mood disorder. That's a real thing. We don't have a lot of light. You know, I'm thankful that we live in Southern Ontario compared to Northern Ontario, even less light. Iqaluit, no light, you know, Yukon territories. These are real things, but right now is a season to say there are promises of living water through the Holy Spirit that can be in us. These are promises that we need to daily begin to go, Lord, I need you right now. I have to face the threats of my children. I have to homeschool today. I have to work from home. Maybe you've got a job that's becoming more and more difficult for you. This is what we need to do now in this season. Holy Spirit, you need to come in today. I got nothing. Holy Spirit, I need you. This is not something that we need to do occasionally. This is something I believe in 2021 that we're going to hone out. Dare I even say that every one of our houses to become a forge. You know, a forge is where you heat the fire. Man, you heat the fire up and then you stick the sword in what is going to become something so powerful. You take the sword out and you bang it. This 2021 is about us becoming the sword. Now, please don't get me. I'm not talking about cutting people's heads off as we're the swords, man. If we don't know that by now, we got to move away from that. We're called to be in love. That sword should be called love. But it really is about us becoming what God's called us to be. And every day waking up saying, Holy Spirit, I'm coming after you. I'm running after you. I need you to fill me today. You promised. You know, my pastor just showed me this scripture that says we can have living water because it said the Holy Spirit was not released yet. But thank you, Jesus, we live in the day that Holy Spirit's been released. And he's saying, listen, this is freely yours to access. I think the problem is that we've had so much other stuff on our plane. You know, we've kind of relied on the guns and we've relied on all the things that we think this is important. And he's like, no, I'm going to strip you down. So it's basically you and some fuel and some bombs, Holy Spirit love bombs. But literally he's like, we're taking all this out. Let's get rid of all the other stuff. You know, you said it earlier, Rod, the performance. You know, listen, we want to do things with excellence. That should never, ever stop. God called us to be people of excellence. But I'll tell you, if we only run services to make sure that everything is picture perfect and everything, you know, like even like we did today would be kind of awkward for a lot of churches. I'm not condemning. I'm just saying, you know what? It might be awkward to try to go, hey, text us some prayers, but let's go after it. But that is how we're going to equip. That is how we're going to see miracles happen. And so it's not about being this perfect model. It's about equipping the saints. And that's what we're at right now. We need to equip the saints to do the work of the ministry. And that starts all of us by saying, Holy Spirit, we need more of you. I went to Acts 4 because they already were filled with the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. And we've talked about this before. They realized they needed more Holy Spirit. Well, I know right now I have Holy Spirit. I have had profound encounters with Holy Spirit. I've seen God move through me. I've seen Holy Spirit speak that only I would know these things from Holy Spirit. But I'll tell you, I'm in a season right now of more Holy Spirit. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to answer that. I don't know how to get through this. I don't know how to have more joy today. So I say, Holy Spirit, come. Because I am quickly learning there's a lot of things. I am not opposed to any of the things that I love that bring joy and a smile to my face. But I am quickly learning you cannot live there in this season. Those are like beautiful cherries on the top when you get to do them. I'll tell you, what, right now when you get to see somebody you haven't seen in a while, even if it's from like outside the door, you're like, oh my gosh, it's so good to see people. That's great, but you will never ever be sustained by that. You have to have Holy Spirit in you. He has to become our sustainer in this hour. It says in John 14, it says he's our helper. That word helper actually means comforter. Holy Spirit is our comforter. I know I'm going late. Oh, thank you, Lord. There's so much I want to share. Holy Spirit wants to invade in this hour. Holy Spirit wants to invade in this hour. I want to ask you, church, don't get tired of hearing that over 2021. If you're like, oh, another teaching on Holy Spirit, yes. Holy Spirit is wisdom. Holy Spirit is our comforter. Holy Spirit is power, dunamis. Holy Spirit is discernment. Holy Spirit gives us the power to heal the sick. There is nothing about us individually that can heal squat. It is the Holy Spirit. You cannot in your own nature get rid of cancer by casting it out. But I'll tell you, with the Holy Spirit in direction, he can show you how to pray for cancer. Now, again, I'm going to go back to the R3 sessions. Do we do things that keep us healthy? Absolutely. But there are some things that are, we need a God miracle, and it's Holy Spirit. Amen. So I go back to, if you are in this hour where you're feeling like you're getting stripped a little bit, it's okay. Because I think we've relied on some things that we don't need to anymore. And we need to have a whole lot more of some things that maybe we didn't realize we needed. And Holy Spirit is the number one thing right now. We need his strength. We need his courage. We need his boldness. We need his comfort. We need his wisdom. We need his discernment. We need more Holy Spirit. We sang a song last week, and I'm closing with this. It was called House of Miracles. I have listened to it over and over again, multiple times. And I get broken every time. I think about it and I get broken. Come alive in the name of Jesus. Come alive in the name of Jesus. This is a house of miracles. We bring everything to the feet of Jesus, everything in the name of Jesus. This is a house of miracles. I love verse 3. There's resurrection power. Your blood runs through our veins. Your kingdom triumphs over even the coldest grave. And the bridge, it's a declaration. I still believe you're moving. I still believe you're speaking. God, I believe you're working all things for good. I fix my eyes on heaven. God, I receive your vision. God, I believe you're working all things for good. So I declare and I say in 2021, may this house and your house and my house and Rod's house and Ryan and Andrea's house and James's house and Josh's house, may our houses become houses of miracles. The only way that can happen is through the power of the Holy Spirit. But may our houses become houses of miracles. May we begin to get reports of things that happened. I had somebody over for coffee and a miracle happened. As you get equipped for the working of the ministry, miracles are going to begin to happen. That was a lot, maybe, or hopefully that all made sense. It's probably a repeat, but that's okay. Do not get tired of hearing that we need Holy Spirit. I got more on that. I'll probably share in the next week or two. But Holy Spirit, we invite you right now again to take over. Holy Spirit, we need fuel. Holy Spirit, we need your presence. Holy Spirit, we need more of you. No matter what happens in 2021 and beyond, we will never fail with more of Holy Spirit. It doesn't matter what we'll encounter. If we have more Holy Spirit, we will never fail. So Holy Spirit, we ask you to come. Lord, for all those that even battle fear with what that'll look like or how that will come, or I've prayed for it and it hasn't happened, we just put all that aside because I'm going to tell you, Holy Spirit already lives in you. He just wants to manifest himself more in you. If you have Christ in you, the Spirit is in you, but you just need to start saying, Holy Spirit, I ask you for more. Holy Spirit, I ask you to begin to move through me, move in me, begin to attune my ears to your voice, begin to let me hear a heavenly language that I can pray, begin to show me discernment with my kids that I could do homeschooling and have creative ideas that I never thought were possible. How do I teach my kids online? Holy Spirit, teach me. All these things are in the wheelhouse of Holy Spirit. That's why he was given to us. It even says that he said, I need to leave because if I don't leave, Holy Spirit won't come. Jesus needed to go because we needed Holy Spirit. So we say, Holy Spirit, more in Jesus' name.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you'd like to learn more about Antioch, you can visit us online at antiochcanada.ca.